Your host,
Reverend
Bill
M.,
brings us
The Devil's
Mischief, carnal comedy clips, netherworld novelty of numbers, brought to you by RadioFreeSatan.com. Episode number 709.
Bill M. here with The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan. You know, I've come to realize that no matter what the topic, no matter what is going on in the world, whether it's your personal world or the bigger world of the masses, there's always some relatable comedy piece that fits the occasion. Sometime, I think it was last month, the newest movie adaptation of The Odyssey came out. Some loved it, some hated it, some hated that people loved it, some people hated that people hated it. And it wasn't quite a political division. I saw some far-right commentators defending the movie when other conservatives were blasting it, and for that matter, some liberals blasting it. Regardless, I haven't seen it, but, all this talk about Greek mythology reminded me of Eddie Izzard and some of what he had to say about The Odyssey and other ancient Greek stories. So, I've selected some of those tracks from him to play. Also, the most recent episodes of Satansplain have been a two-part look at the topic of life, death, and grief. In one of those episodes, I make a mention of a George Carlin routine on the topic of death. It's something I've played on the show before, but is well worth listening to again. So that's going to be in this episode as well. And finally, it seems that all over social media and the news, people are making an issue about race and racism. It seems, though, that a lot of people never heard a special third side take, if you will, from Chris Rock. Here's a routine he did 30 years ago this year, and to me, still seems quite relevant. So let's kick off the show with that.
Now, we got a lot of things, a lot of racism going on in the world right now. Who's more racist, black people or white people? Black people. You know why? Because we hate black people, too. Everything white people don't like about black people really don't like about black people. There's some shit going on with black people right now. It's like a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. It's black people and there's niggas. And niggas have got to go. Every time black people want to have a good time, ignorant ass niggas fuck it up. Some ignorant ass niggas fucking it up. Can't do nothing. Can't keep a disco open more than 3 weeks. Grand opening, grand closing. Can't go to a movie the first week it come out. Why? Because niggas are shooting at the screen. What kind of ignorant shit is that? Hey, that's a good movie. That's so good, I gotta bust a cap in here. Hey, I love black people, but I hate niggas, bro. Oh, I hate niggas. Boy, I wish they let me join the Ku Klux Klan. Shit, I do a drive-by from here to Brooklyn. Tired of niggas, man. You can't have shit when you're around niggas. You can't have shit. You can't have no big screen TV. You can have it, but you better move it in at 3 a.m. Painted white, hope niggas think it's a bassinet. Can't have shit in your house. Why? Because niggas will break in your house. Niggas will live next door to you, break in your house, and come over the next day and go, I heard you got robbed. Like, nigga, you know you robbed me. You ain't hear shit because you was doing shit. Damn. Tired of niggas. Tired of niggas, man. Damn, man. You know what the worst thing about niggas? Niggas always want some credit for some shit they supposed to do. For some shit they just supposed to do. A nigga will brag about some shit a normal man just does. A nigga will say some shit like, I take care of my kids. You supposed to, you dumb motherfucker. What are you talking about? What are you bragging about? What kind of ignorant shit is that? I ain't never been to jail. What, you want a cookie? You're not supposed to go to jail, you low expectation ever, motherfucker. the worst thing about niggas, the worst thing about niggas, niggas love to not know. Nothing make a nigga happier than not knowing the answer to your question. Just ask a nigga a question, any nigga. Hey, nigga, what's the capital of Zaire? I don't know that shit. Keep it real. Niggas love to keep it real. Real dumb. Niggas hate knowledge. Shit. So I tell you, niggas are breaking your house. You want to save your money? Put it in your books. Because niggas don't read. Just put the money in the books. Shit, books are like kryptonite to a nigga. Here's a book. No! No! Not a book! No! No! Tired of this shit, man. Your kids can't fucking play nowhere. Every year the space gets smaller. Okay, you can go from that corner to that corner. Oh, you can go from that gate to that gate. By the time motherfuckers 10, he's just hopping in the circle, like. Tired of this shit, man. Tired, tired, tired. Fee, five, four, figure, boy, I hate a nigga. Boy, tired of this shit, man. Tired, man. Niggas is ignorant, love being they singing about ignorance. I heard some song the other day. It's the first of the month. Niggas are singing welfare carols. On the first day of welfare, my true love gave to me. I wish you a merry welfare and a happy food stamp. The fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? Now they got some shit they're trying to get rid of welfare. So every time you see welfare in the news, they always show black people. Black people don't give a fuck about welfare. Niggas are shaking in their boots. Boy, they gonna take our shit. Shit, a black man that got two jobs, going to work every day, hacks a nigga on welfare, like, nigga, get a job. I got two, you can't get one? I would give you lazy ass for the mind. But you get fucked up and get laid off, they wouldn't hire another nigga for 10 years. Shit, a black woman that got two kids, going to work every day, busting her ass, hates a bitch with 9 kids getting a welfare check. Like, bitch, stop fucking. Stop fucking. Stop it. Put the dick down. Put it down. Get a job. Yes, you can get a job. And get a job holding dicks. Whatever you do, get paid to do it. Shit, man. Tired, tired, tired. And it ain't all black people on welfare. Shit. White people on welfare, too. White people on welfare. But we can't give a fuck about them. We just gotta do our own thing. We can't go, oh, they fucked up. We could be fucked up. That's ignorant. White people on, yeah. Because first of all, they try to make it look like, you know, there ain't even that many black people in the country, okay? Black people are 10% of the fucking population. Black people in New York, D.C., L.A., Chicago, Atlanta, like 10 places, okay? Okay? 10 places. Ain't no black people in Minnesota. So all you find, only black people in Minnesota is Prince and Kirby Puckett, okay? Shit, the whole rest of the country, the other 40 states, is filled up with broke-ass white people. Broke-ass, living in a trailer home, eating mayonnaise sandwiches, fucking their sister, listening to John Cougar Mellencamp records. Shit, fuck out of here, man. And they need your help. Man, and I see some black people looking at me, man, why you gotta say that? Why you gotta say that? It ain't us, it's the media. It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media. Please cut the fucking shit, okay? 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 When I go to the money machine tonight, all right? I ain't looking over my back for the media. I'm looking for niggas. Ted Koppel ain't never took shit from me. Niggas have. Shit, you think I got three guns in my house because the media outside? Oh, shit, Mike Wallace, run. Fuck out of here, man. Tired of this shit. Tired of this shit, man. I don't know, man. I need to go back to school. That's what I need to do. Oh, let me stop lying. I need to go to school. Well, you know what's wild? If you black, you get more respect coming out of jail than school. You get no respect coming out of school. You come out of jail, you're the fucking man. Where's your nigga? You come out of school, nobody gives a fuck. Hey, man, I got out of school, got my master's. So what, bitch? You punk-ass bitch. Don't come around with all that reading and shit. Don't come around with all that counting shit. I can count two. 1, 2, 4, 5, so what? You counting these rocks, bitch? So you can have a master's degree. Niggas don't care. Hey, man, I got my master's. What, you my master now? I'm supposed to listen to your punk ass? Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. So what, you got a master's degree? So what, you got a motherfucking master's degree? Oh, you the smarty art nigga, huh? You the smarty art nigga. Let me ask you this. Can you kick my ass? All niggas want now. I dropped out of school. Dropped out, sorry. Got myself a GED. You know what GED stands for? Good Enough Diploma. You know what GED's bullshit is? Now, let me get this straight. I can make up 4 years in 6 hours. As soon as you get your GED, somebody always got the nerve to go, "Now I ain't go to college." Slow down. I think it's obvious high school was busting my ass. You can't go to no college with no GED. Only college you can go to with a GED is community college. You know why they call it community college? Because anybody in the community can go, a crackhead, prostitute, drug dealer, come on in. Community college is like a disco with books. Here's $10, I'm gonna get my learn on. So I was in community college, I'm in there. Figure, let me take some shit I know. So I took a black history class. I gotta know this, right? I'm black, right? I get a B just for showing up, right? Wrong. Failed it. Ain't that some sad shit? A black man fell in black history. That's sad. Cause you know fat people don't fail cooking. That's paprika. Black history. Why? Because I didn't know shit about Africa. Because you know, you go to white schools, you learn Europe up their ass. Never learn shit about it. I still don't know shit about it. Only thing I know about Africa, it's far. Africa is far, far away. Africa's like a 35-hour flight. So you know that boat ride was real long. The boat ride's so long, there's still slaves on their way here. School. All I knew was Martin Luther King. That's all they ever teach you in school about black people. Martin Luther King. That's my answer to everything. Martin Luther King. What's the capital of Zaire? Martin Luther King. Can you tell us the name of the woman that would not leave her seat on the bus? Ooh, that's hard. Are you sure it was a woman? Oh, I got it. Martina Luther King. You know what's so sad, man? You know what's wild? Martin Luther King stood for nonviolence. Now what's Martin Luther King? A street. And I don't give a fuck where you in America. If you're on Martin Luther King Boulevard, there's some violence going down. It ain't the safest place to be. You can't call nobody, tell them you lost on MLK. I'm lost, I'm on Martin Luther King. Run! Run! Run!
Hey everybody, this is George Wallace, Crazy George Wallace, Las Vegas. I'm here with Reverend Bill, that's right, me and the devil. And you're listening to The Devil's Mischief.
Come with me, Jeff Ivins, for a time trip back to the 1980s on the Metro. I play synth pop and other hits from the decades of indulgence, only on RadioFreeSatan.com.
You are listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan. When you're done listening to this episode of The Devil's Mischief, check out the other shows that we have on RadioFreeSatan.com. Later on, I know I'm going to be listening to the latest episode of Blues Diabolic on Radio Free Satan. We started off the show, this show, The Devil's Mischief, that is, with the full, and as far as I know, uncut segment of Chris Rock on racism from back in 1996. Like I said, I think it still holds up today. But up next, as promised, a segment from George Carlin on death and dying. He performed this routine on his second HBO special titled George Carlin Again, but it also shows up on his last album of the 1970s, the 1979 album On the Road. That would be his last release of original tracks for the label Little David Records, so the last non-compilation. And there was a great CD box set that was released in 1999 containing all of George Carlin's 1970s albums. Also, an excellent bonus disc was in there, unreleased recordings. And last I checked, the box set goes for quite a lot of money on eBay, so I'm glad I have one. In any case, out of the two versions of this following routine, I actually prefer the HBO version, but since it's been years and years and years since I ever played the album version on the show, I'm going to stick with the album version right now. Both recordings have been, I have to admit, pretty comforting to me over the years. I find myself listening to this when I'm coming back from a funeral, for example. I think people should be listening to this at some point at my funeral. But of course, that would require undivided attention for 10 plus minutes, which might not work out. If by some chance in the future I am dead and this is being played at my funeral, this recording you're going to hear, and somebody is not paying attention, well, you have my permission from beyond the grave to smack that person and say, "Hey, Bill wouldn't have liked that. Shut up and listen." So, yeah, let's shut up and listen. Anyway, here's George Carlin.
Jeez, I hope I don't die. Oh, by the way, you're all going to die. I didn't mean to remind you of it, but it is on your schedule. You know. Won't come when you want. It's always off a little.
What? Now, here on the freeway?
Mm-hmm. Thought surely I'd be home lying down. Comics are supposed to worry about dying, you know? Don't want to die out there, man. Jeez, I was dying. It was death out there. Like a morgue. On the other hand, if he succeeds, if he makes you laugh, he can say, "I killed him." Knocked him dead. Why is there so much violence mixed up with comedy, you know, which should be so much fun? It's all dying bombing. He bombed, or else he was a riot. A real scream. I cracked up laughing at him. He broke me up too. I busted a gut laughing. My friend was in stitches. He fractures me with his punchlines and his gags. Slapstick. Knee slapping, side splitting, rib splitting, gut busting. Laugh, I thought I'd die. But I just wanted to talk about regular dying. Plain old cacking out. Some people think cacking out means to go to sleep. Dying. The big cackaroo. We're all going to go? When will it be? You know, it should be, instead of sort of a fear thing, it should be sort of fun. Kind of a, you know, the next big adventure. We're going to find out where we go. That's what we've all been talking about. Where the hell do you go? I don't know. You must go somewhere, maybe. Phil has an idea. I know, I heard Phil. But where do you go? I don't know. You're gonna find out. Hope it isn't nowhere, man. Think you go where you think you're gonna go. Whatever you dwell on. Did you ever hear those guys? Oh, don't pray for me. Don't waste your prayers on me. I'm going to hell. He is. If Monty Hall dies, he'll probably go behind door number 4. What do you think? Suicide is for people who can't wait to find out where the hell it is you. Holy shit, I've been waiting a long time. I don't have many nights like that. But when you think about it, you know, kind of, goof man, you suicide. I always picture myself on a ledge. There's got to be a little show business involved. You don't want to slump over a porcelain fixture. Let me get up here. Hey. Set the record, be the first guy to reach the double yellow line. Have your picture in the centerfold of the newspaper. Actually, a picture of the building with a dotted line showing Leaper's path. Suicide. Suppose you worked on the suicide hotline, helping people, talking them out of it. That's your job. Hello, suicide hotline. And one morning you wake up a little depressed. Should you call in sick? I'd like to see a top salesman commit suicide. Really persuasive guy. Up on the ledge. And the priest talks him out of it. And he talks the priest into it. People say maybe you come back. Reincarnation. Do you think so? Well, it doesn't seem mathematically possible to me, man. Because at one time, all we had on the Earth was 6 people, you know. I avoid 2 because it's controversial. But 6, most people agree, oh, fuck yeah, we had 6 at one time. No. 6 people, 6 souls, cool. They died, souls went back to the place. 6 new people, souls. Still 6 souls. Now we have 4 billion people. Claiming to have souls. Someone is printing up souls. And it lowers their value. When I die, I don't want to go through that funeral. Sure, a funeral. Hey, when you die, you get more popular than you've ever been. In your whole life, you get more flowers when you die than you ever got at all. They all arrive at once, too late. People say the nicest things about you. They'll make shit up if they have to. Oh, yeah, he's an asshole. But a well-meaning asshole. Yeah, poor Bill is dead. Yeah, poor Bill is dead. Poor Tom is gone. Yeah, poor Tom. Poor John died. Yeah, John. What about Ed? No, Ed, that motherfucker, he's still alive, man. Yeah, your approval curve goes way up. You might just be in one of those funerals where you're lying in the coffin, you know, folks looking at you. They do have them. Open it up, I want to see them. And you're lying there. They come by. The first thing they do, after blessing themselves, if they do that, is subtract their age from yours. Figure at a minimum what they have still to live. They don't know you're lying there with no back in your jacket and short pants on. Shit. Embarrassed by the rouge. And they say, geez, don't he look good? He's dead. I know, but he never looked that good. I don't want to have a funeral like that. And I don't want to be cremated either. I want to be blown up. There he goes! I figured out a way to commit the perfect murder. Again, you know, you gotta think of something. You pick one guy up by his ankles, and you kill another guy with him. And they both die, and there's no murder weapon.
What happened here, Sarge?
I don't know. Looks like a pedestrian accident to me. They must have been moving at quite a clip.
Suppose you're in death row. They gotta give you that meal. That last meal. They don't want to hear elephant steaks and shit like that, but within reason, your last meal, man. And suppose you can't decide between steak and lobster. That's it. Can't decide. I don't know. Polygraph, truth serum, man doesn't know. 6 months alive, can't decide. They'd have to let you live. They can't drag you down the last mile screaming, I can't decide. And then one day, finally, okay, all right, okay. Give me the steak. How'd you want that cooked? Oh, I don't know. They say you have a flashback just before you die. See your life over again, kind of a little movie, a little newsreel. Again, it doesn't seem mathematically possible. Hmm? Okay, you're out in the surf. Second, third time. You're about to die, the movie starts. Now you've got to see the whole movie, including the ending, which involves arriving at the beach, walking out into the surf, and having the movie start. You gotta see it again. Thanks to the movie, we can never die. Well, I say if you're gonna die, die big. Entertain those you leave behind. Posthumous reflexes. You know, dying takes place in stages. And not all of the electrical energy in your brain is discharged when you're dead. Every now and then a corpse goes... Veterans know, no, that's just electricity. But I say if we have this possibility, let's plan those reflexes. Do something entertaining. Roll over on the autopsy table. Cross your legs, scratch your balls, do something. Be fun. But you can entertain. And the only reason I suggest that you can have something to do with the way you die is a little known and less understood portion of death called the 2-minute warning. Obviously, many of you do not know about it. Sure. But just as in football, 2 minutes before you die, there is an audible warning. 2 minutes, get your shit together. And the reason we don't know about it is because the only people who hear it die. And they don't have a chance to explain, you know. I don't think we'd listen anyway. But there is a 2-minute warning, and I say use those 2 minutes. Entertain, uplift, do something. Give a 2-minute speech. Everyone has a 2-minute speech in them. Something you know, something you love. Your vacation, man, 2 minutes. Really do it well. A lot of feeling, a lot of spirit, and build. Wax eloquent for the first time. Reach a peak. With about 5 seconds left, tell them, if this is not the truth, may God strike me dead. From then on, you command much more attention. Maybe you get your 2-minute warning and you're in the office. Get up and start your own funeral collection. What's the record, Bill? I'd like to top the record. Whatever your motive, you might be at an exercise program. Get up and volunteer for something strenuous.
do the Lindy Hops and refuse to stop when they do. Tell them you have a new exercise, the Hindu death exercise. Jump till you die. Maybe you get your 2-minute warning and you're in the audience at a faith healers program.
2 minutes.
Get up and get online with the Heelys. Tell them you got the willies. Nobody knows what the willies look like anyway. Just get online and time it right 15 seconds. When you kneel down, she puts her hands on your shoulder and you die! Evangelist slays worshiper. 50,000 look on. Police sift clues. That's what they do, man. Sift clues.
Satansplain. Satanic talk with Church of Satan Magister Bill M.
Well, it's not Satan worship, it's Satanism. It's embracing the life-enriching things which have traditionally been given the devil's name. Pride, lust, earthly success, rational self-interest, atheism, humor, nonconformity, science, a passion for living, being selective about whom we love. We don't see these as shameful sins, but empowering ideals. And we also recognize the psychological power and fun of symbolism and aesthetics, so we utilize Satan as mythology's most fitting mascot for what we're about.
Listen to Satansplain. Learn more at satansplain.com.
The Blues Diabolik Podcast, a regular indulgence in the devil's music. Join your host, Fat Max, in a journey into the blues, the artists, the sounds, and the history of this fascinating music, from its humble beginnings right up to present-day legends. Because it has been said that the devil has the best tune. Blues Diabolik Podcast on Radio Free Satan. Hail the blues and hail Satan.
You have been listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan. Check out the official website for the show, devilsmischief.com. You can also email me, bill@devilsmischief.com is the email address, or email me at bill@satansplain.com, because Satansplain is the other podcast that I do. It's not on Radio Free Satan, but you can find it lots of other places. Go to satansplain.com. That's SatanSplain.com. I'm going to leave you now with some tracks from Eddie Izzard. These were selected from two different albums, but ending with a medley of all things Greek mythology is what we'll do. So I'm going to say goodbye for now and let this play. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time on The Devil's Mischief. Hail Satan. Bye-bye.
And Odysseus was there. Odysseus, another hero. I don't think he fought in the... I don't know if he did. He was eating sandwiches a lot, I think, going, go on, kick him, because he had an odyssey to go back. Odysseus, he did an odyssey. If he was called Jonathan, it would have been a judicy. What was the matter? But he did. He had a fucking odyssey. A whole big adventure. He had a fight with a pig in a maze. No, it was a cow. And there was a guy with one eye. I haven't read this bit, so I don't really know. And there was an island. There was an island with women called the Sirens. They were beautiful women who would sing, la, oh, come over here, to entice ships to sail up to them. And people would block, no, don't listen, la, 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 as they sailed by. Don't listen to the siren, oh, la, 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 la. They were so wonderful song. Well, come over here, do, do, do. Come. Sail over. You're a bit flat, Susan. Ah, we've got a lovely island. Very good parking for ships. Oh, I don't know. And then the ships would sail up and they'd crash and they'd drown. And the women would go, ah, they'd get their rocks off that way. And the men would have to tie themselves to the ships and the rigging and with ropes. It was a complete S&M fantasy, really. It was just... They were sirens. They were probably just standing there going, ooh, ooh, or even, boo. Odysseus sailing by going, someone's trying to break into the island. And then there was Perseus. Perseus, you see, son of Zeus. Perseus through Zeus. Perseus. 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 Uh-huh. Might be, I don't know. But all these stories, if you haven't read the Greek myths, they're basic. They don't give you a good idea of Greek life. They really don't, because they're so fucking smoky. And then a pig, a blue pig with 9 legs, took over the land and ruled for 3.5 years under the name of Terence. And he stripped all the gold off the back of a tortoise and gave it to his friend Simon, who was working in a kibbutz at the time. Then the blue monkeys came slapping their bottoms. It's just really odd. Perseus goes to a wedding. The king says, where's my wedding present? He says, oh, I clean forgot it. What do you want? I got a hamster. No, I want the head of Medusa, who's a gorgon from the cheese family. Bring her to me. All right, what's she look like? She's got snakes for hair, and if you look at her, you turn to stone. All right, can't miss her. So what do you want? Bring her, I'll bring her in. No, just a head, not a wing. No, a head, head and a leg and a wing, and a bit of breast. Fucking freaky you are. She goes, where's Medusa live? I don't know. Go to the land where the grey women live. What? Yeah, the grey women who live, and there are 3 grey women who have one eye between them. This is true. One eye that they take out and share around. Read the book, it's in there. And he's told to go and take the eye when they're passing it around. I don't know why they pass it around. Just go, you have a look. I can't find my pants anywhere. Shirley, you have a look. I don't see why I should look at your fucking pants. If you don't have the eye, you don't care if you're wearing pants, do you? It's true. Ooh, you look a bit grey. Grey women, for fuck's sake. Yeah, take this. And Perseus nicks the eye, and he said, where's the fucking eye gone? I'll give you the eye back when you tell me where Medusa lives. It's true. And they go, all right, she lives at number 23, Havisham Road, Inslee Bucks, BN297LD. All right, there's your bloody eye. All right, thanks. It's a marble. He's tricked us. So it goes off. There's 3 gorgons. I didn't know. I thought there was one. Medusa's famous. There are 3 gorgons, 2 of which are immortal. How boring is that, you know? Medusa goes, he's coming to kill us, son of Zeus. Well, he won't kill me. He might, Simon. You don't know. I'm immortal. He won't kill me because of that. You? I didn't know you were immortal. Yes. Well, what about you, Adrian? No, I'm immortal too. Simon, Adrian, both immortal. Where was I? But you were down. You were down. You were at the hairdressers. Immortality van came by. We got 2 large ones with extra sprinkles. With a flake, yes. You're always at the bloody hairdressers, which is a nightmare because her hair wakes up 30 minutes before ours. Oh fuck! The hair's awake. Put a video on about mice. They like that. Down the hairdressers. Oh, fuck, it's Medusa. Don't, just look in the mirrors. Everyone look in the mirrors. Hello, Medusa. Hi, yes. How is your hair? Oh, yes. What were you thinking? Well, I just thought, just, you know, just do the highlights. Highlights, right. Get the fuck off, you fucking... Charlene. Charlene, can you shampoo, please?
Not on your life.
You're fired. And then he attacked Medusa. He was given a magic hat and magic trousers and magic pants and a magic suit of armor and a magic toe and, you know, a load of magic stuff and a magic set for Christmas as well, which had that thing with the thumb and that bit, and the sixpence disappear. God, that dates it, doesn't it? I've still got that one. Makes a 6D beast disappear.
But he in the end, he attacked Medusa using he had got a shield, and it was concave. So he looked in that and attacked her with a reflection. But it omits to say that we know that with a reflection, it's inverted, that the image is reflected. But also, if it's concave, it's actually inverted, like a box brownie. So he'd be going in like... Could you stand still, please? I really can't work out. Are you immortal, Banerjee? Oh, you are. Is your sister around? Is she coming out to play later? Anyway, yeah, years ago you had Helen of Troy. Helen of Troy was actually Helen of Greecelands, and there was Prince Paris from Troy, and a whole siege happened because Helen, she was so gorgeous. And Paris obviously came over to visit her one day and said, Queen Helen, you are kind of sexy. Let me kiss you with tongues. And she was impressed. And next day she bunked off with him, and the Greeks were fucked off, and they tore over with boats, and the siege of Troy began. All the great warriors came for the siege. Agamemnon, famous warrior. Ajax, famous toilet cleaner. And Achilles, immortal man. Except he had an Achilles heel. The irony of it. What? Mum, you mean I'm called Achilles and I have an Achilles heel? I'll be a laughing stock. Achilles must have gone into battle dragging his heel behind him. Hey, 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 fuck off me heel, leave it alone. The Trojans coming out with crabs and lobsters. Crabs and lobsters, get the heel, get the heel. No, not crabs and lobsters, not crabs and lobsters. Ah. Put it behind a brick. Ah. If I was Achilles, I would put my foot in a fuck-off block of concrete. First starter for 10. No one be, look, block of concrete. Ha, ha, ha. Block of concrete. Toop, toop, toop. See these swords I hold? Stick them in my body, no problem at all. Woo, woo. Cut my head off, still keep going. But then Achilles would actually have a maximum radius. He wouldn't actually be able to walk anywhere because his foot's in a block of concrete. Could you come over here, please? Could you come? Hello, could you come over here, please? Damn. Could you come over here, please? I've got something to show you. Yes, it's in my hand. Yes. No, you're going to have to come over. Damn, damn. You'd have to put wheels underneath a block of concrete. But we know that wheels don't work very well on trolleys, so he'd probably be going... Ooh, 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 ooh. Round and round in circles, trying to get a... Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hang on a sec. Ooh, 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 ooh. Thanks for waiting. Much better would be a hovercraft bottom bit on. After a hard day's fighting, he could get home and change from blow to suck. Mom, can you move the plug? It's stuck. If the noise of vacuuming, that's the best thing, the switching on and switching off. And you're vacuuming along. Normally, if you're vacuuming, you've got good, strong vacuum. That's good. And sometimes you hear that noise. And you think, was that a bit of grit? Was that a piece of money? Or the treasure of the Sierra Madre? And you got to know. You got to know. You tear open the dust bag. What's in it? Well, it's a bit of grit. Damn. But the Hoovers are way better than those old-type non-motor cleaner. They made a noise like they just had brushes and you had to push them over. and the dust going, what exactly are you trying to do? Well, we are trying to whisk you into the air. But we're coming straight back down again. Well, I don't know about that, you know, I'm just a hodded. I don't know. Where are you from with that accent? I'm from Kent, man. So anyway, Achilles, remember him? He was there, and he had an Achilles heel. But he died, and the siege continued. 10 years of siege. And then the Greeks finally played their masterstroke final endgame play, where they built a huge fuck-off horse, 100 meters high, made of wood, and then they sailed off in their ship, saying, bye! Bye, we're going now. You've won. Bye! We've left you a huge fuck-off horse. As per usual, bye! As you normally do in these situations. Hope you enjoy it. What's the precedent for leaving a huge fuck-off horse? Normally, if you had 10 years of failure, you'd leave some dog poo behind. This is what we think of you. You bastards. Helen, you still in there? You bastards. So the Greeks sailed off in their ships, and they sailed over the horizon, you know, where, and it dips right down, and they sailed to where it dips down behind the horizon, where you can't see it, if you've ever been to the horizon. And all the Greeks just hid behind the horizon, just below the horizon. They could crawl along just below the level of the horizon. So they could get a good look at the Trojans. They would stick fish on their helmets, and they could jump up. And... So, yes, anyway, so they built the big fuck-off horse, and the Trojans came out and said, oh, a big fuck-off horse, just what we've always wanted. Come on, drag it in. Come on, Tony, Simon. I don't know what Trojan names are like. Anyway... They should have checked, because it was a big hollow horse. They should have done that tapping thing. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. Hey, hang on. Tap, 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 tap. This one's hollow. Get it open. And inside there'll be a load of Greeks in there. Hello. Oh, have they gone? Oh, damn. No, we forgot to set an alarm, because they haven't been invented. We were just cleaning up. Hodda-da-da-da-da. Hodda-da-da-da. Yeah, so you must be Trojans, right. Well, this is Agamemnon. I'm Ajax. This is Prince Philip of England. Don't say a bloody word. Do not say anything.
Darn, that's the end.